All right. It is actually, where I am, Wednesday, April 2nd. This game was played on Monday, but my internet has been so bad that I have not been able to catch the game for more than 5 minutes at a time, seriously. I would catch a few minutes, leak password freeze. Another few minutes, freeze. So I had to sleep on it and wait until this morning. Got up, checked out the rest of my ball game. And it was a huge one. You can tell I was dying to see this one, obviously. It was the Raptors versus the Heat. My two podcasts collide. Raptors Abroad and La Breakdown. So, of course, I was keen to get into it. But I couldn't. All right, so huge game for both teams. The Heat looking to win this one and go to first in the East. The Raptors looking to win this one and hold on to that third spot because Chicago is only half a game behind them. So let's get into it. First quarter, LeBron James. Several fantastic baskets in this one. He had 10 points and 5 assists in the quarter. Most spectacular play, I think, was at the 8:25 mark. Got a lob pass that he thought was going to go to his right side. And he was able to reach back, extend with the left hand. The pass was way behind him. Extend with the left hand and flip it up and in. Very athletic. Very impressive. There was a couple of other good plays in there. You know, Raptors played all right, and we were able to hold the Heat to a 1-point lead, 24-23. Decent first quarter, especially with LeBron getting 10 and 5. All right, so on to the second quarter. Grevis Vasquez, first 3 minutes, just getting owned by Norris Cole. It was unbelievable. Forced him into 2 turnovers and getting a shot blocked. 9:45 mark, he kind of made up for one of them by hustling and deflecting a pass, which went off another Heat player out of bounds. But still, it's just strange to see Norris Cole really shutting him down like that. And then in the second quarter, also, I noticed when LeBron was not playing, he was lying on the floor with a very intricate towel setup, a la Vince Carter, you know, wrapped around his chest and his head, and it was kind of like he's at the spa. And found out later he had I don't know if it was a heat pack or a cooling pack, but he had a bunch of stuff attached to his lower back. So, obviously not really what you want to see from LeBron about 8 games away from the playoffs. But what are you going to do? 8:57 mark. DeMar with a beautiful play here. Gets an open route to the basket. You know, just a communication on defense. He dribble drives, takes it in from the left side. Chris Anderson challenges. And this is the maturity of DeMar. Back in the day, he would have just went up and tried to dunk it. But instead, he went up with the left, faked the lefty layup, switched his hands in the air, lays it in with the right, and won. And makes the free throw. And the Raptors are up 3, 30-27. Nice little surprise. And then the Raptors go on a little run, kept by a Grevis Vasquez 3. All of a sudden, we're up 8, 37-29. Looking good. 6:29 mark, Steve Novak answering a Mario Chalmers 3 with one of his own. And then DeMar with a sick, and I'm talking absolutely sick, left-handed bullet pass to Jonas in the paint off the dribble. And he really had to thread the needle. Jonas had a defender all over him. And DeMar put it right in the spot where Jonas could catch, turn, and dunk. And that gave the Raptors a 10-point lead. We're up 42-32, second quarter, midway through the second. And then, ouch, terrible play here. The 5:26 mark, James Jones hits a wide-open 3 from the right side, and the Raptors file off the ball simultaneously. That was kind of a tough one for me to get up this morning. And I have to sneeze. That's right, no editing on the Raptors Abroad podcast. You're catching my sneezes and all. Having trouble with the yawning earlier. I had to restart a couple times. Now it's sneezing. I'm not restarting. You're going to have to deal with it. So James Jones with the 3, and then the Raptors foul off the ball, so the Heat get a free throw. They get a 4-point play out of it, so now it's 42-36. And then the 4:22 mark. After Novak drained a right corner 3, LeBron comes right back, answers with an and-one layup. And you know what? Miami just had the answer all night. So many answers. Boo. 2:54 mark, Jonas missing an 18-foot jumper, but realizes it's going to be short, crashes the boards, gets his own rebound, and throws it down with two hands. You know what I like is when Jonas does that, man, nobody wants to get in his way. He is a big boy. He's a big boy. Looks scary. He's got those elbows and knees flying all around. All right, 1-on-1 mark. LeBron dribbles around the entire Raptor team. Like, almost like he was playing around the world on the dribble. He went all the way around the three-point line, then went baseline, and finished with a nice reverse layup. It was pretty impressive. Changes of pace dribbles. He wasn't really trying to blow past people. It was just stop and starting, first gear, third gear, second gear. Pretty impressive. Next possession, LeBron filling the passing lane, as he tends to do at least once a game. He gets a steal, goes all the way for the uncontested dunk, and we got a tie ball game. 10-point lead for the Raptors, gone. 49 apiece. And LeBron with 21 points, 6 rebounds, or 6 assists and 4 rebounds in the first half. And the Heat, still, despite that, great, great half for LeBron, only a 3-point lead, 54-51. So third quarter. God, I gotta start yawning. What in the hell? It's like 10 in the morning. I've been up for an hour and a half. Still yawning. I guess I went scuba diving yesterday. Got up at 6. But still, got plenty of sleep. Alright, third quarter. The Heat start on a 7-0 run. The first 3 minutes. So the Heat only get 7 points in the first 3 minutes. But the Raptors get none. I mean, that's a good opportunity to go on a little run. But we don't. And the Heat, you know, so Raptors, just a half a quarter ago, were up 10. They are now down 10. So they've somehow been outplayed by 20 in like 6.5 minutes. Or maybe 9 minutes. Lowry, he ends that run, though, with an incredibly strong spin move. And he puts up kind of a desperation shot that banks in and one into traffic. But he misses the free throw. Boom. Raptor, and that was, to me, that was the big story of this game. But I'll get to that later. He misses the free throw, and Raptors get the possession actually off it, but they don't score. And 5:55 mark, LeBron, after going 1 of 2 from the free throw line, has an ugly turnover, and DeMar giving him a taste of his own medicine. He fills the passing lane, goes all the way for the fast break layup. But the Heat had an answer. Bosch with a triple, and LeBron... Bosch triple, and then LeBron actually traveled. Sorry, on the next play, he's trying to freight trade some decent defense, and he shuffled his feet and traveled. But as he tends to do, I wasn't even able to write down that mistake, and he was already making up for it with a crazy burst at the 3:57 mark from the right wing. He was just dribbling, and then all of a sudden, you blink your eye, and he's about 2 feet above the rim and hammering it down. Doing one of his sort of patented LeBron one-handed hammers. And the Raptors only scoring 6 points in the first 8.5 minutes of that third quarter. 6 points! You know, every basket is worth at least 2. And they only got 6 points in 8.5 minutes. It's brutal. 3:14 mark, LeBron, terrible pass. Bounces around, gets eventually to DeMar, and he gets another fast break layup. Then at the 2:34 mark, Grevis Vasquez keeping us in it with a sweet drive and finish on the right side and one. And the Raptors are only down 9, 71-62. Which, you know, at least it's in single digits. And then Vasquez wasn't finished. The next possession, 2:08 mark, he heads up and just dribble up 3, right wing. Bam. Nails it. So now we're only down 6. LeBron comes right back the other way with a silky smooth dribble drive, just again changes the pace, goes through everyone, and lays it in easily. 1:02 mark, he gets fouled. He goes 1 of 2 from the line, and then at the 18.4 second mark, another break for the Raptors, but we can't capitalize. LeBron dribbles it off his foot. Raptors turn it over, fully set up a possession on the other end, but LeBron steals it back about 15 seconds after he lost it. And he goes the other way and puts up a 3 at the buzzer, which he misses, luckily, for the Raptors. And he had 8 points in the quarter, 29 points for the game, 7 assists, 6 rebounds. And the Heat up 9 to 74-65. So fourth quarter, Heat pretty much put it away the first couple of minutes, so I thought. They scored the first 4 points, and it was 78-65, 13-point lead. But the Raptors come right back with a steal and a layup for Vasquez. Novak three. And then Rashard Lewis get a technical foul, which Novak hit. And then a Jonas layup. Raptors go on an 8-0 run there. And all of a sudden it's 78-75. Three-point ball game. However, Chris Birdman Anderson, who just crushed us all night, he ended the run with an and-one layup. Then the 6:22 mark, Raptors still pressing. LeBron double-teamed from 30 feet away. Novak with good hands gets a steal. Leads to a Vasquez fast break layup. And it's a three-point game again, 81-78. And that's about all she wrote. 3:14 mark, Grevis Vasquez. A terrible, after the Heat already put up a couple of buckets, he has a terrible cross-court pass in the backcourt. Just no reason to do it. Flings it all the way backcourt. And Chris Bosh, of all people, fills the passing lane. Goes in for the dunk. That was the fifth and sixth point of a 6-0 run. And that pretty much iced the ball game. I mean, Vasquez did come back with a right wing three to cut the lead to 9 at that point. But kind of felt like it was too little too late. Tony Douglas actually had an answer on the next Heat possession. He answers that one with his own three. Then LeBron gets his first points of the fourth at the 1:51 mark with an and one lefty layup. And that pretty much iced the ball game. It was 93-81. Then Amir, 1:30 mark, goes to the line, misses two free throws, and that was really just completely ended the ball game. And so the Heat go on to win 93-83. So what to say, really? The Raptors dropped to 42-32. Miami improving to 51-22. And let me show you this box score. All right, I could go on about how many players scored what. Tell you, Jonas had a double-double, 14 points, 10 rebounds, 7 of 9 shooting. I can tell you DeMar was 8 of 14, and he had only 16 points, but solid shooting, and he had 7 assists. But none of that really matters. I can even tell you about Grevis Vasquez with 17 points, leading the team in scoring, 6 of 11 from the field. But 4 nasty turnovers, and Lowry with 5 nasty turnovers. He really barely existed this game. He had 11 points and 4 assists, 26 minutes. But what I should really talk about is this. Miami Heat, 18 for 22 from the free throw line. Toronto Raptors, 5 of 10 from the free throw line. 5 of 10. So Miami takes 12 more and makes 13 more. And they win by 10. So you can talk about shooting percentages all you want, but that's really what it comes down to. The Heat were getting to the line, and they were making their free throws. So LeBron, how did he finish? Well, pretty weak fourth quarter, to be honest. He only had 3 points in the queue, and I think 1 rebound and 1 assist. But Miami didn't need that much from him. The other guys were stepping up. So he finished with 32 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds, 9 of 11 from the free throw line, 1 of 6 from 3, which is nasty. But 11 of 20 overall from the field, and they got the W. So, kind of a tough game for the Raps, you know. I mean, obviously, it's tough to go to Miami and beat them in their house, especially on a game that they want, but they had no D. Wade. And you know what? For some reason, I've noticed that Michael Beasley and Shane Battier are just out of the rotation right now. Just DNP CDs all over the place. Tony Douglas and James Jones are in, so I don't know what's happening in Heat practices, but those guys kind of helped them win some championships, from what I remember. Well, not Beasley, but Battier for sure. They're not getting any run. Find that a little surprising. All right, so that's it for this Raptors Abroad / Le Breakdown. I guess we give LeBron a score on this one. He did have some nasty turnovers. In fact, he had 6 overall. So on offense, and in fact, he did that weak fourth quarter showing. I'm going to give you a 2.5 on offense. Just 2.5. That's right, because I'm a bit mad. Didn't want the Raptors to lose. Defense, you got no blocks. Got 1 steal. I'll give you a 3. 3 out of 4 on defense. And wow factor, give you a 1. A 7.5 for LeBron. Solid. Solid 7.5 on the scale. Still underwhelming me, I have to admit, lately. I don't feel like I'm watching the greatest player in the game. Like when I watch Kevin Durant, I kind of feel like that now. And I might have to switch over podcast. What do you think about that? I don't know what we would call that because we got such a catchy name with the breakdown, but come on, LeBron. I mean, I don't mean to complain with your 32-point game, few stats off a triple-double, but I don't know. Getting bored by you. Getting bored, so step it up. And come on, Raptors, we cannot fold here. We need this seeding. I want this playoffs to go as long as possible. So let's have a strong close to the season, all right? I know we got a tough couple. I think we got the Pacers next. They've been on a losing streak, and they're probably hoping to end it against the Raptors as well. Okay, guys, thanks for breaking it down. This could be my last day in Thailand. I'm actually not quite sure. So, because there's a bunch of things in the works. So, obviously, you will know about that come the next podcast. And I'm about to go out and enjoy what could be my last day here. All right, y'all, big love, and we will catch you soon. Peace.